our listeners.
Yeah.
Idiots.
There's any left.
Idiot. There is.
I don't know.
Have you looked at the stats?
No, because I didn't know you could.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just go to each episode in like moderator mode, and there's a thing on the side.
How many downloads do we get? Does it like
It gives you like total downloads. I mean, it's like 30.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so, way more than we thought.
So like,
it still sucks. But
what's the word I'm looking for? Where it pulls from everything.
Aggregates.
It aggregates
yes.
all the like stitchers
yep.
and.
That was not a thing before when I set it up the first time.
That's fair because
it's like a built-in fucking app now, which is nice. Because before, what you had to do is you had to set up a feed and then you had to put it through this fucking Google feed burner.
Yeah,
and there's some other bullshit you had to do that I was just like, you know.
But now it just works.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but you know, on the other hand, it doesn't always upload correctly.
Yeah, Stitcher still has weird problems with us. I don't know why.
It's I don't know, dude.
Because I guess Ben's been trying to listen to the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes of a couple
just
weeks
cuts
ago,
off.
And yeah, it just it does this thing where it gets there, and then it stops playing, and then a couple seconds later, it makes this sound like a buzzing sound, and then a click sound like a microphone dropping. It goes click.
That's fucking weird.
And
man.
Then when you try to play it again anytime after that, it says episode will not buffer.
That's fucking strange.
Yeah.
It's got it. Because, I mean, if you listen to it on the website, it works fine.
Right. And I think the iTunes downloads work. I think it's.
And Google Play, when it actually uploads on the correct day, works fine.
It's just fucking Stitcher for some reason does not like the new server.
It's kind of a garbage fucking. Website anyway.
Stitcher's not great. Oh, or
Stitcher's
our
not great. Google Play isn't great.
None of it works.
It all sucks. I mean, your best bet's just to fucking
download it straight off our website.
Get the RSS feed and fucking use a RSS reader.
I don't know how to do that. No. I'm not going to learn, so don't explain it to me.
It's not hard. That's RSS feed's just a fucking web link.
That's why I use Stitcher, because I'm not going to learn.
But the RSS feed is just a web link.
Yeah.
If you got a... there's some podcast like apps and shit out there where you can kind of do a search, but
yeah.
It'll let you put in an actual feed,
yeah,
and it'll just fucking save that.
I have one called Podcast App that I think works like
that. I think Podcatcher does it. That's another one.
Yeah. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hello.
We skipped last week because. Yeah.
I just got back in town from Denver.
Yep, Colin was in Denver, and I was at a Kill Team tournament all day.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Yeah, it looked fun. I like their terrain they got there. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's all MDF board, which
Is
like, I don't know, thick card stock, I guess. I don't know exactly what MDF is.
MDF is medium density fiber board.
Right. It looks like thick cardboard.
I mean... But it's not. It's
not
just
like corrugated cardboard. It looks like...
It's like wood pulp that's pressed together.
Yeah.
Like really fine wood. It's like plywood, but much finer.
Yeah, it's like in between plywood and cardstock.
MDF is what is commonly used for speaker cabinets. Because it's very strong structurally.
This isn't that thick,
No, it's not. It's probably quarter inch.
Well, I mean, it's like millimeters.
Right.
Because it's... You know, damn near paper thin.
Oh, okay.
Not quite, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's awesome. Yeah, it's really good terrain. That shit's cheap, too. Like, you can buy really cool terrain sets and that shit for pretty dirt cheap, and if you paint it up, it looks nice.
Oh, is it, like, pre-made?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. You can buy kits. They sell them at that store. They sell them on Amazon.
Sweet.
They're all right. Good way to get a lot of cheap terrain.
So, yeah, I went to Denver for a training and conference. It's not a conference, an expo, I would say.
Did you learn?
I did. I learned a lot,
actually. Did you see any cool talking toilets?
You know, I didn't stop, but there was somebody there showing a bidet.
Fuck yeah.
And I was just like, that seems out of place.
I kind
of
want one.
I do too. But I don't want to spend the money on one.
They make like really cheap, like fucking.
Yeah, but those are garbage. I want one that's heated. I don't want cold ass water blasting my butt.
That's fair. I just they make those ones that just like plug, like they're just like snap right underneath your fucking thing, and they're like $20.
I'm sure they're not very good.
Probably not.
Oh, I want one of the toilets where it's like built in, has a fucking hot water heater tank on it.
Fuck yeah, like that toilet.
Blast your balls and butt with a fucking nice warm stream of water.
Like that toilet in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. So, I've apparently been saying so a lot. Should stop doing that.
Eh.
Try to catch myself. Eh, I mean, you know, it's good to...
Better than likes and ums.
Anyway, I took a networking class, which was pretty good. Learned quite a bit in there, mostly just tips and tricks on network security kind of shit.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
I took a test for a certification. So I'm officially a certified electronic systems installer now.
I'm going to ask you a question because you probably have the answer to this.
Maybe.
I've got a shit ton of Cat 5 cable that comes in out of the... So the way the CenturyLink shit works is fiber to the box outside and then Cat 5 from the box outside probably into Cat the 6, house.
But yeah.
I don't think so, actually.
No, it's probably Cat 6.
You mean, okay.
If it's gigabit, it's got to be Cat 6.
Okay. Anyway, so that just comes into a normal, like, internet plug-in. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like a big phone plug-in.
Yeah.
For kids who are old enough to remember phone plug-ins.
Yes. It's called a RJ45.
If I want to run that into my walls, can I just put, like, female outlets on both ends and then just plug that in and then run different line behind my walls? Does that make sense, what I'm saying to you?
Kinda. I'd have to look at it.
Let me draw you a diagram that won't matter for the people listening, but like, so you got the Cat 5 and then there's the plug, the phone plug, right?
Sure.
Here's my walls. Could I plug this into a hole there and then run Cat 5 out of that to plugins there and there, for instance?
Well, what you'd want to do. So where is that? Where does that come in?
Right underneath where you're sitting. It's literally, there's like probably 15 feet of it hanging right below you in the basement.
What you would do, and then where does that, how does that get to your modem?
It comes up through the wall into that room.
So what you would do ideally is you would put your modem and your router down there.
Yeah.
And put a switch in. You get a 24 port switch or whatever you need.
Okay.
And then you could run Cat 6 through your walls to that switch, which would, you know, then all that shit goes to your router. So basically you just have everything in one central location, then
got it.
Put runs of Cat 6 to that room, this room, you know, wherever you want to go.
Okay.
Yep.
I might have you help me do that once I get my basement actually completely cleaned out. And
okay. It's easy.
My big problem is I don't know where I'm going to put my computer desk down there right now.
Well, put a number of fucking outlets.
Right.
It's easy.
That's kind of what I want to do.
And Cat 6 is like 30 some odd cents a foot.
That ain't bad.
It's not too bad.
And
this house ain't big. So
I don't know how hard it would be to run one up to here. It depends. I don't know how much of my ceiling I'm taking out, so I might not be able to do that. But if I could fucking hardwire my fucking consoles up here, that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. If you're willing to cut holes in your ceiling.
I mean, yeah. If I'm going to do it, now's the fucking time.
Yeah. It's not too hard. I can manage to get some fish rods and stuff.
This week's episode is me and Colin discussing my fucking renovation projects. Sorry, go on. Tell me more about your convention.
So, yeah, I took a... God damn it. Did it again. Took a certification test.
Yeah.
Did a review for it on Wednesday when I got there. Maybe it was Wednesday or Thursday. No, it was Thursday, definitely Thursday, because Wednesday I took a rack building class,
right?
Which was pretty fun. And I don't know if the teacher was blowing smoke up my ass or not. He walked up to me and this dude from Utah. We were partnered up.
Yeah.
He's like, "You guys didn't win, but it was real close."
Oh.
I'm like, that's right. That's me with...
So you lost.
6 months of experience.
So you're a loser.
Yes, I'm a loser. I don't know, I felt pretty good because I was looking around at other people who clearly...
Who are clearly losers?
Yes.
Right on.
Like, ours looked way fucking better. I was like, that's... I feel good about that.
That's fair.
But yeah, I took the certification and I passed it, so I'm certified now.
Good job.
Which is pretty cool. It feels good.
Congratulations.
So far, doesn't mean anything for extra money, but it will eventually.
Is that a pay bump?
Will be.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Good job.
I'm pretty excited. And got back this week and just went to installing a guy's fucking house.
Fun.
System. Pretty good stuff.
I played in a kill team tournament while you were out of town.
Yeah.
Well, I guess probably the day you got back. When did you get back? Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I got Saturday, like late Saturday night.
Right on. So there's this local game store called The Geek Room that opened up last year. It's like this was its 1 year anniversary. And to celebrate their anniversary, they've been doing fucking events all month long. And then
nice.
On the actual day of their anniversary, they held a kill team tournament. Kill team, for people who don't know, is... little armies of little plastic spacemen. There's a game called Warhammer 40,000 that's giant armies of giant plastic spacemen. Or little plastic spacemen, but giant armies of them.
Yes.
Giant armies of inch-tall plastic spacemen. Well, Kill Team is a variation on it that uses, like, a very, like, one squad. Instead of, like, 100 dudes, you have 10 dudes.
Yeah.
And it plays on a tiny board. Instead of a 6x4 table, you play on a 30x22, I think, inch board. Anyway, I'm like, fuck yeah, I enjoy this game a lot. I'm going to go play in the tournament down there for funsies. Like, I didn't expect to win, and I very didn't. I went, the way it worked is there was, I think, 16 people showed up. I don't know how many actually showed up, but basically you play four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, four random opponents.
Like a double elimination?
No, it's just more of a round robin type thing, but you don't play everything. So basically whoever has the highest, whoever has the best win-loss ratio at the end wins. And if people are tied, it goes to points because you score points during the match.
Right.
So I went 2-2, which ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the record of the person who won?
3-1. But he had a hell of a ton of points.
Oh, really?
Because when the games he won decisively.
Gotcha.
Which is basically how it works. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. But I didn't win. But I did win Best Painted Army, which
nice.
Is really what I cared way more about.
Right.
Let's be honest.
That's awesome.
So I got a certificate that says Best Painted Army, and they gave me a little gift certificate to go with it.
See? You're good at something in life.
I was very proud of it.
And it's painting plastic.
It's painting little tiny plastic men.
Hey,
I don't give
something.
A shit. It's something. It was cool, though, because you show up, and I just figured, I'll show up and play. Maybe I'll get a fucking, you know, a pat on the back or a nothing. That'd be fine. But just for showing up and playing in the tournament, that I guess Games Workshop provides, like, tournament packs. So everybody gets little, like, fucking gift baggies like you're going to a fucking elementary school birthday.
Nice.
So I got a little Kill Team, like one of those rubber, like, Livestrong wristbands, but it just says Kill Team on it.
You mean the What Would Idra Do wristbands?
Right.
Like those?
Except for a quality one, because that one was brittle and snapped on me after a week, and it broke my heart.
I mean, it's because you're fat. It didn't fit your fat wrist.
I know.
It was like you were stretching it.
Yeah.
It was like you put a small rubber band around your wrist.
I know. Will you bump the mouse? I'm aware of the problems.
Yeah.
It's because it was cheap plastic.
It wasn't.
That's cheap plastic.
It was
cheap plastic.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, I got a kill team one of those. And when you play the game, there's like on the board you put down objective markers. And you get points for scoring objectives depending on the game type. And you get a set of plastic official Games Workshop objective markers. So that was cool. And some other little shit. A really nice felt dice bag with the Kill Team logo on it. Yeah.
Very nice.
So you just like just a whole pile of shit just for showing up. And I'm like, well, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
I should do this kind of shit more often.
Just so you can get swag.
Yeah. Yes.
I was a little disappointed. So the expo I went to, like sometimes you go to places and get cool swag.
Yeah. Nothing?
Not too much.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
Just this bag of shirts that you're wearing, the only one I want, just to rub it in my fucking face.
That is the only reason I wore this.
That's a good shirt.
I didn't get that from there.
Oh.
Also, these shirts are garbage. I wore one yesterday, and Dory's like, is there a hole in that? Yep, there's a hole.
Are they Gildan shirts?
Close, yeah. But cheaper.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. There. I mean, I paid $25 for 10 shirts. So yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Right. I wasn't expecting a lot.
If you wear them once, you made your money, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Fucking cheap garbage.
One thing, so I almost didn't go.
Yeah.
Because I was real nervous, because, you know, one, I social anxiety.
Sure.
And, but.
Yeah, because that would put you as an outsider in that group.
Right. Right. Well, right. But also, I just, like, I've had my run-ins with games.
Comic book nerds.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're almost universally fucking abhorrent.
Yes.
Everybody there was super fucking nice.
That's good.
All very friendly. All four of the people I played games against were cool. No fucking like rules Nazis. Nobody being an asshole and fucking shitty. Everybody was just having fun.
Nice.
Yeah. It was fucking cool. It was a good experience.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because there are people like that just fucking make things
unfun.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big reason I never got into the whole just hanging out at the comic book shops and I can't.
Yeah, every time I go into those places, I expect it to be the guy who runs the GW store up here, you know, just fucking
yeah.
Just people who are so
there's surprisingly a lot of them. I think it's more those are the ones that are, you know, willing to be outspoken.
Right.
And
it's like, dude,
great on your fucking nerves.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
And you're a fucking dork and I'll kick the shit out of you.
And you also don't actually know what you're talking about, even though you're over there talking authoritatively.
Yes.
About whether or not the first Star Wars movie was called Star Wars. You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just irritates me. Just that kind of person. But nobody there was like that. They were all fucking super good. Cool. I mean, they all were fat guys with neck beards just like me.
Sure.
It was like a whole room of white fat beardos. But they were all cool guys. They were all very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
One dude's like, oh, we do this like every fucking Saturday up at, not like tournaments, but just open play games up at Dragon Slayer on Blondo. So I might.
I should ask my buddy Anthony if he was guy I used to work with that gave me that figurine in my car. I know he played Kill Team. He was playing Kill Team.
Nice.
Because he's a fat neck beard. He very well could have been up there. I don't know.
I think it's I think it might be the Kill Team demographic is dudes who look exactly like me.
Right. So Denver.
Yeah.
Denver. You're right. Everything takes 40 minutes to get to.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic, gigantic city.
Everything is stone flat, and from what I remember, there are no trees.
Not a ton, no.
But everything is like, there's a whole city in between you, but it must all just be uninhabited and abandoned, because nothing's in any of it. Everything you need to go to is like...
So we stayed at a hotel like 15, 20-minute drive from the convention center we were going to.
Which that's convenient. That's a smart way to set up a convention.
That was my boss's choice. Because
I don't think so. It's because everything in Denver is 20 minutes away from everything else in Denver.
There's hotels across the street from the convention center.
Yeah, but those are 20 minutes away from it. That's what you don't understand.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They may be across the street, but like once you're in those hotels,
it would have been 20 minutes away.
Suddenly they're 20 minutes away.
It takes you 20 minutes to get down to the lobby.
Yeah.
Like hotel rooms downtown were starting at like $250 a night.
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to fucking happen.
No, I get it.
So that was kind of annoying. I was tethered to my boss because he had the rental car.
Sure.
And I'm just like, well, I guess I'm going to get to do what he does. And that's kind of
exciting.
No, not really.
Did you go try any edibles?
No, fuck no.
Not a big stoner.
No, not really. Don't do that shit.
No.
Did have a lot of good food and one crappy food experience. The first night we were there, he bought dinner every night, which was nice.
Yeah.
And the first night we were there, I was like, ah, let's go find something to eat. So we were walking around. And I was like, ah, barbecue place. Let's go there. Oh, it's closed.
Oh.
God damn it. Oh, there's another barbecue place down here. I'm like, all right, let's go there.
Did it have a Planet Express truck out front?
No.
Okay.
Also, it was the worst fucking barbecue I've ever had in my life.
We had barbecue when we were up there a couple years ago. That was all right. But like out front, like their delivery trucks or catering trucks. One was a Planet Express truck. One was, I think, the Ecto-1. It was all like from movies and TV shows and shit.
That's funny.
Yeah. I think the Mystery Machine.
So we went there, sat down, ate. Place was smelled disgusting. It took way too long to get seated. Took way too long to get our fucking sandwiches.
Yeah,
like that were simple they're very clearly just reheated meat.
Oh yay!
And I got baked beans because that's my thing. I got to try the baked beans at a place.
Yep,
it was fucking pinto beans in bean water.
Oh, that's not baked beans.
No, it was fucking terrible. I was like, where is the anything on here? The flavor. So I gave them.
Did you say, it's so dry. Tastes like mush.
No.
I've been watching Kitchen Nightmares because
I love that show.
I've never watched it before.
It's fucking great.
And the other day I'm just like, I'm going to.
Such a prick.
I just saw a clip of it on YouTube and I'm like, well, this is going to be I do for the next 2 weeks.
It's fucking great.
So I've just been I'm already on like season 4.5.
Very nice.
This is every episode of Kitchen Nightmares. I really think this is the failing restaurant owner. He's like, I really think Chef Ramsay's going to love my food. And then Ramsay sits down at the table and he's like, it's so dry. It's mushy. It tastes like mush. Just awful. Every episode.
Just awful.
Just awful. Mush. Mush. Everything is mush and dry. It's so fucking funny.
It is.
Every single time.
It's really funny because you watch it. Like, I watched the fuck out of that show.
Yeah.
And now when I go to restaurants, I'm like, I wonder, these people must have no fucking, like, there's no separation of, I don't think their brains can separate what they're doing from, like, reality.
No.
Because that was, similar thing. Like, there's no way I'd serve that food that place was serving and go, this is good. People are going to like this.
Right.
It was fucking horrible. Like, I don't usually give reviews for places, but I gave that fucking place a 1-star review. And I was like, if I could give it 0 stars, I would.
Jesus.
It was that fucking, and it was overpriced. It's like $15 for a sandwich and a side.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Oh, and they're.
Get better at Dickies.
Because they gave,
really makes me appreciate how good Dickies is.
Swine dining is fucking, I think that's probably.
Is that the other one we go to?
It's fine. That place is fucking good.
I like Dickies ribs a lot.
Swine dining's, I think their meat's just
I'll try their ribs next time I'm up there. Oh my God, speaking of barbecue, we went to Tired Texan yesterday. You don't even have to chew those ribs.
No.
You just put them in your mouth. And they like melt like fucking.
They're good. I haven't been there in a while. It's just so far away from me.
Yeah.
And we went to Boxer Barbecue yesterday in Council Bluffs.
Right on.
They're moving. I love that place. It's really good.
I've never been there.
They got this, their white sauce, which is like a horseradish ranch sauce. It's fucking good.
Right on.
Anyway, so then the next day for lunch, I was like, I gotta go find some food. I'm like, ooh, that other barbecue place. I'm gonna try it.
Did it have the Planet Express truck out front?
It didn't.
Damn it.
But it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't as good as, say, Swine Dining.
Right.
But, like, in comparison, I'm like, this is easily, like, 10 stars out of 5.
This is the best barbecue in Colorado.
And I was talking to the people. I walked up to the front. I was like, and just told the people working, I'm like, that was good. I really enjoyed it. The sides were delicious.
Yeah.
How are the beans? They were like, beans were good.
All right.
The mac and cheese I got was fucking delicious.
Nice.
And they were like, we're really the only good barbecue spot. Basically in this entire town. I'm like, that must suck. And lady's like, yep.
I mean, it probably doesn't suck for them. Business is probably booming.
I mean, it sucked for...
For the town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Denver has a rat colony.
Yeah.
You know what I've never seen in Omaha?
A rat?
A rat.
I mean, I have. It was my pet.
But I've never seen rat colonies. Like, we parked at the hotel, and I get out, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? There's like a retaining wall, and then apartments up a hill from us. Yeah. And I look over, and I got my flashlight. I'm like, holy shit, there's a rat coming out of there. Oh, there's like 40 rats over there.
Oh, weird.
I was like, fuck that noise. Let's not park here again.
No shit.
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah, it was fucking real gross. Like, 10-15 feet from fucking somebody's apartment door.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. How about no on that?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
That's why you get cats.
That's why you fucking don't go to Denver.
Yeah.
Don't live in Denver.
You know, it didn't used to be like that.
No?
A few years ago.
Oh, yeah. All the fucking pothead people coming out there.
Yeah. The rats came with the marijuana.
So it was funny. I went to a... yeah, I know. I went to... I was walking through the expo and, you know, you have these name badges on. It says where you're from.
Sure, yeah.
And I walked up to one and I was talking to these people. And this lady's like, you're from Omaha, huh? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I lived there for a couple of years. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I went to Creighton. And people, apparently she was from... like San Diego or something originally. She's right. Like, yeah, people would always ask me why I came to Omaha for school.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's not a great town. Like, unless you really, really, really like bars, because there's a ton of those.
Or, you know, cost of living.
Well, yes, that's the other thing. Well, yeah, but there's nothing to fucking do, so.
Yeah, but I don't. I guess it's just perfect for my particular lifestyle.
Sure.
Also, since I've been into, you know, tabletop shit, there are like 100 fucking tabletop stores in this town now. It is like a booming thing here right now. Sure.
That's probably most towns, though. But, yeah, she was just like, we kind of going back and forth on that. And then they were talking about the housing prices out in Denver because they were all from Denver.
Yeah.
Or living in there. I was like... yeah, you know, we were driving in and there's a house for sale. I'm like, I'm going to look this up out of curiosity how much that is.
Sure.
Because, I mean, it was like kind of a favela type neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I did the filtering of like sub 200,000, nothing.
Really?
Nothing showed up.
Wow.
Like at like 250, there's some small condos you can get.
Jesus.
I'm like, fuck this place. Why does it?
Legal pot,
I guess.
You know, I kind of hope they legalize pot here because my house will be worth $500,000.
It won't, though, because it will be the last state and nobody will give a fuck at that point.
It's true.
Because we're Nebraska. This is what we do.
I'll be a millionaire if they just legalize pot.
We just fucking stay behind everybody.
Yeah. We don't coast. We actively fucking resist. Goddamn.
It's a pretty good one. So, Denver.
Sounds fun.
It's whatever. It's a town. They do have my Zing half and half tea, which is nice.
Yeah, it wasn't... like, I get it. If you're a pothead, it's probably fucking Mecca.
Actually, yeah, that was the other thing. There's places I'd walk and just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Smell that shit and just can't.
But when I was up there, I'm like, the downtown, if you go down to like, I don't know what the strip is called, but whatever their fucking old market / Las Vegas strip area is... really fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's like this, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a long fucking strip mall of shit where you can, it's kind of a street, but you can kind of walk down it.
It's got the bus paths and then the island in the center. Yeah, it's 16th Street.
That's pretty neat. And there's a lot of cool little spots down along that if you're into going out.
So I went to, when I was there, I was like, I need to find something for Doria and her kid.
No.
Nothing. I'm walking around there.
You didn't get her a pot leaf shirt?
No. I'm walking around and I go into the different fucking shops and it's like everything in that downtown area is either commercial.
Yeah.
Like fucking shit we have here anyway.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I can go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it was a gift shop that had just a bunch of shitty t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, you just
for
get
way
the,
too much money.
Just
I'm like,
get
well,
the fucking shirt with the big C or the mountains on it. That's
fucking
it.
Dumb.
Just get a picture of the mountains.
That's dumb.
I have the first time I ever went to Colorado in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Fort Collins. We moved my grandma in one day. We drove down to her place in Council Grove, Kansas, packed up all of her shit into a truck, drove to Fort Collins, Colorado.
Wow.
And then it was like 6 in the morning by the time we got to Fort Collins.
Yeah.
So like it was like a fucking 24-hour day. But like we were up there for a few days and we went driving through the mountains. It was the first time I'd ever seen the mountains. I got a bag. There was a, just in the middle of the mountains, there was this little, looked like a fucking old redneck shack, but it was like, you know, a tourist shop, souvenirs and shit. I got a bag of fartless chili making.
Nice.
I still have it. Nice. Just like a fucking burlap, little burlap, like, I don't know, 2-pound sack. I don't know where it's at. It's in the box under the stairs. I should put it up on my shelf.
You should.
But yeah, so.
That's kind of what I wanted to do the whole time is like just go through the mountains.
They're something else.
Yeah. It looks cool.
I didn't get into them last time we were up there because we didn't have time, but.
Yeah. So I kind of, I would like to take a trip back and actually do that.
Yeah.
Rather than just be in the fucking city, which I hate because there's too many people. Yeah. And it's too big and everything's 40 minutes away. I will say, drivers are a lot more polite there.
I mean, how could they be less polite?
Right. There's way more traffic. They should be less polite. They should be angrier, but they're not. They're like, oh, you have your turn signal on. I'll let you over.
Colin.
In Omaha, it's like, oh, you have your turn signal. I'm going to ram into you because fuck yourself.
Well, there's an easy explanation.
Why are people
for that.
So angry? Their cost of living here is so cheap.
Because here, they're all drunk, which makes you angry. True. There, yeah, they're all high, which makes you
happy and calm.
Just fucking fair enough. Zen.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Question answered. Figured it out.
Done and done. So last night I went and saw a movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What movie?
It was called The Greasy Strangler.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, I heard about it.
Don't.
I fucking bet.
You would not enjoy any
minute
of it.
Why the fuck would I enjoy that?
It's weird. It's a weird fight. I did not know what to expect. I had never really heard of it until...
Greasy Strangler.
Like a few months back.
It's just fucking bad.
Entertaining, but yes.
Yeah.
But intentionally bad. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. So a few months back, Julie is like, oh, we're going to this thing. You want to come? I'm like, I've never heard of it. She's like, oh, it'll be fun. Just, all right. So it's like one of those events that, who's the guy? Creature feature guy. Dr. Sanguinary put on this thing. And they rented out a theater up here at the fucking cinema, Super Saver, whatever the fuck it's called now up in Westwood.
Okay.
And they had the two main characters from the show, like the Greasy Strangler and his son, who are just these two old fucking weird looking dudes.
How old is the movie?
A couple years is all.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fucking produced by Elijah Wood.
No.
Yeah. Real strange. Random. But it's these two guys are there and then did a Q&A after and you could fucking get a picture with them. I didn't because I'm like, you're not a professional wrestler, so I'm not going to get a picture with you. You know, it's just.
You're not a big half naked man. Greasy.
Not half, Colin.
No. Oh, sorry. Mostly naked, man.
Not mostly, Colin.
What?
He's just naked.
Who?
Everybody in the movie.
No, I was talking about wrestlers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're not a wet.
Oh, I love pictures. Naked man. Wrestlers are with
I know.
The only people I'll be. This guy, I mean, he was greasy and naked and covered in oil the whole movie, so he was basically a wrestler, I guess.
Okay. Jesus.
I wouldn't really say the movie has a plot. It was kind of, look, this is going to sound worse than it is, but it was kind of like an hour and a half long Tim and Eric skit.
Yeah.
Like that kind of fucking intentionally, like knowing, but drab delivery. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
The way they kind of mug for the camera because they know they're making a bad joke.
I fucking hate Tim and Eric.
So do I. But this movie made me laugh a lot.
Except for that one show. It was like Tom Goes
to the Mayor.
It wasn't funny, but there was one episode where there was a fucking line in there. I laughed so goddamn hard.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was at this point.
Sure.
But everything else is just terrible.
No, this movie had a lot of funny fucking lines, and there's some good shit. Like, but it's this guy, this weird old guy and his son... who's old, live in this house, and he eats all of his food really greasy, and then at night he covers himself in grease and strangles people.
Okay.
And then they fight over a girl, and they both bang this chick, and then they murder her at the end of the movie. None of the plot matters. It's silly. It's total fucking nonsense. It was pretty entertaining.
Hmm.
I'm glad I went. It's not like... It's not like it's not a masterpiece like Sleepaway Camp, like a masterpiece of bad movie. It's just an intentionally bad movie, so it's not something I would ever make you watch.
Yeah.
It's not like a Troll 2. But I thought it was pretty entertaining, and the dudes were super cool who were in the movie, and it was weird.
Hmm.
But yeah, so like there's a point in the movie where like it starts off they're just in their underwear all the time for some reason because they're just in their house.
Well,
but then at one point they're just no longer in their underwear, and the dad has this giant rubber dick on the whole fucking time. So his dick's like 2 feet long, just swinging between his knees the whole fucking movie.
Okay.
And then they finally show the son's dick, and it's like fucking maybe an inch. And yeah, it was entertaining. And then he gets all greased up and strangles people, and their eyes pop out, and then he eats their eyes.
Well, I saw a good movie last night.
Oh, yeah?
It Chapter 2.
I saw that last week.
Nice.
It was definitely a better movie than The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah, I would say so. I made one observation.
Okay.
Mike, the black guy
yeah.
in the second movie,
mm-hmm.
he's like a less handsome Denzel Washington, but a more handsome Cuba Gooding Jr.
Is he the Allstate guy?
I don't know. He's younger than that guy.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
Less handsome Denzel, more handsome Cuba.
It was pretty good.
It was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I don't really like horror movies per mm-hmm. se.
That's fair.
But when they're really well fucking done,
yeah,
I can enjoy them. And I enjoyed that because it was really well done. Also, James McAvoy's in it. So
yes.
How the fuck do you go wrong with that, dude?
Well, a bunch of X-Men movies, but that's
not his fucking fault.
That's neither here nor there.
He was good in them, wasn't he?
I don't know. I've never seen any of them.
Wasn't he Professor X?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure he was fine in them.
I'm sure he was probably great.
But those fucking, it's not.
Fox it's crazy terrible. How good they matched adult characters
yes.
to look like the yep. kid characters.
I think James McAvoy was the least, him and the redhead chick were like the least comparable like to the kid versions.
The kid who plays grown-up Ricky Tozier looks just like little kid, and so did the Eddie Kasprick dude. Like,
yes,
they looked so much like each other.
The fat kid,
Ben.
Yeah.
Well, he looks totally different, but he's supposed to.
He doesn't look at his eyes.
Really?
The same fucking eyes.
I'll
it's
have to
weird.
Rewatch it.
I noticed it because I was looking for that because when they showed the Eddie kid and I was like, holy shit!
Yeah.
It's like a spitting image of them. They right. fucking really they dug nailed hard it. For this.
They did good.
But the yeah that I was like because you thought when they first showed it you thought he was the fucking one guy
the fat dumpy guy yeah. going bald
and he wasn't.
It was a nice little twist. I think there were a couple of those thrown in for people who read the book.
Yeah,
like because in the book he gets super hot. Or okay. if you watch the old show, you'd know that because he's fucking John Ritter.
yeah.
But like in shape John Ritter. But yeah, so they show the fat dumpy guy that looks like the kid. And then you're like, what are they doing here? And then they like go to the conference call. You're like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
And then the other time they did that is with Bev's husband. When he's like, oh, what's wrong? Is everything okay? I'm not an abusive psychopath. And then he, you know,
yeah.
punches her in the teeth.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
That was a good movie.
I can't fucking believe they.
I'm a little so I was.
I can't believe they put the actual opening of the book in there.
Oh really?
Which is the like as soon as the two gay guys showed up, I'm like, oh, they're going to do this scene in 2019. Holy shit! And they fucking went for it.
Yeah,
I couldn't fucking believe it.
So, I don't know if you noticed. But Pennywise is just MCP pants.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a giant spider.
Yep.
And he's trying to power a drill and drill it straight to hell.
To wake these ancient demons from their sleep forever spell?
Yeah.
He's trying to hawk diet pills? Is that yeah. what you're saying?
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart, Sandy.
yeah, I guess technically he's just a giant spider luring kids to get eaten.
Yeah, he's an MCP pants.
Yeah. Look, they did a good job, though.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good movie.
I'm really hoping that when it comes out on DVD, they release like a super edition where they edit it
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
because it starts at the end of the last one.
Well, I don't mean like that. I mean, how did you ever watch the made for TV one?
Yeah.
So the way it starts is like kind of how this one starts with it introduces a character, then flashbacks to a scene. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole fucking film.
Yeah.
Adults, kids, gotcha. Kids. So I hope they fucking like do a super cut where they just edit the last movie in throughout this movie. Hmm. I don't know if they could do it and keep it right, but I think they should be able to. And it would be fucking dope.
I'd be fine either way, honestly. Yeah,
that's fair. But I just think it would be a cool little bonus.
Bill Skarsgård, it's creepy looking fuck.
Yes. Yes, he is. Go, like, even in interviews.
Does he actually have a cockeye?
Yeah. He's kind of weird-eyed like that. And the smile, like his lip hanging down, that's not makeup. That's just a thing he does.
Yeah.
Like, he normally doesn't do it, but I was watching a Conan clip where he's like, oh, yeah, I just used to walk around doing that to my little brother to scare him. And he's just like, and he does the big fucking goofy Pennywise smile. And I'm like, oh, that's unsettling.
Yeah. I thought he was a lot scarier than Tim Curry. I like Tim Curry, but
I rewatched that one yesterday or the day before, Friday, I guess. Still holds up.
Yeah.
That is still a pretty good movie. Like, for being a 1990 made-for-TV movie,
sure.
Surprisingly well done. Pretty high-budget looking.
Another thing I noticed, the new Joker movie looks fucking awful.
I haven't decided. I'm going to go see
it. I've decided.
Yeah?
It's got Joaquin Phoenix in it, and fuck him. I can't stand him. His face is stupid. I want to punch him. Gladiator was a dumb movie.
I like Gladiator.
Fuck that guy. That was... I don't know if I've told this story. I went to go see that movie with Kavarius and Dan, and I don't remember who else.
Yeah.
Kavarius got up and walked out midway through the movie. He was so angry at it.
It's not that bad.
It was so funny, though. Wow. He says to this day, it's the only movie he's ever walked out of.
Jesus.
Like, holy shit.
All right.
I don't know what it was about it, but it was, yeah.
All right.
It wasn't great.
That's fine.
I feel the same way I feel about that movie as I do about, like, Castaway.
I like Castaway a lot.
Just boring.
That's fair, but I like Castaway a lot. That's a movie I will watch.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't rewatch Gladiator at this point, but I thought it was fine back then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to see that Joker movie. I don't think it should be a Joker movie.
No.
I think it looks like an interesting movie divorced from the comic book.
Right.
But as a tie-in to that comic book, I think it looks stupid as shit.
Oh, did you see they're doing another Suicide Squad type movie all about Harley Quinn?
They're doing Suicide Squad 2.
I know, but they're doing a movie just about Harley Quinn.
That doesn't surprise me since she was the only good part of that movie.
Yeah, but I mean, those movies are garbage. It's not going to be good.
It might be.
It won't be.
Suicide Squad 2, I have hopes for.
Yeah, it won't be, though. So,
let me give you two selling
points. You already know it's going to be awful.
I don't.
You do. Because
James Gunn's making it.
Who's James Gunn?
He made Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
And he's writing and directing Suicide Squad 2 with a mostly new cast and Margot Robbie. And Colin, John Cena.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
But it's John Cena. It's not The Rock. If it was The Rock, it's automatically a good movie.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of looking forward to Suicide Squad 2.
What's John Cena going to do?
I don't know yet.
Oh, they haven't said?
They might have, but I just don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I just know they announced John Cena is going to be in it, and I know James Gunn is writing and directing, so I'm like, this might not be dog shit somehow.
Hmm.
If they completely ignore the first movie and just make this a movie, it might be all right.
I mean, at this point, though, do you have any faith in DC to do anything right?
No, I don't.
They've been fucking terrible. Like, the last good DC movie was the fucking second Christopher Nolan Batman.
I do have high hopes for the new Batman movie.
Really?
Because it's supposed to be more of a detective movie. I like Cedric Diggory. I think he'll be good in that role.
Are they gonna have? Is it gonna be an origin story again?
Almost certainly.
Is he just gonna have these weird fucking fever dreams of bats flying out of a cave and his mom and dad getting murdered?
I hope they just do like
Well, because nobody knows the origin story of Batman. Look,
they're going to show his mom and dad getting murdered.
Every movie.
They have to. It's important.
Even movies that aren't Batman movies.
Yes.
That are just in the universe.
Yes. It always has to happen. That has to happen in every DC movie.
Fuck.
Tom and Martha Wayne have to be murdered. Which I'm pretty sure happens in the Joker movie.
I'm so very over all the origin stories. Like, there's just fucking, like, okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, I get it. Most people never read those.
Yeah.
But I don't need an origin story for X-Men.
Well, I like that they just skipped that in Spider-Man. Like, the Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming, they just like, no, he's just been Spider-Man for like a year. It's cool.
I mean, I guess.
They didn't show a spider bite at any point, as far as I can remember. He was just Spider-Man, Spider-Manning about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to a point, but still, it's just too much of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just saying that's the only one where it wasn't.
Too much.
Yeah, it's fine.
I guess it's fine.
Just stop going to see comic book movies.
Fuck, I don't go see them very often because it's just... there's too much of it.
That's the good thing about the Avengers is once you get through the number ones, they don't have to do origins. So like,
yeah,
like 26 movies now and only like 10 of them are origin stories.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
It's good that that fucking universe actually took off.
Yeah.
Because
you got some movies with established characters. Goddamn, I can't do
reboots and reboots upon reboots.
Well, get ready for phase 5 of the Marvel Universe, where it's all new characters, so they have to reboot everybody and give you origin stories of Girl
Shit,
Thor.
I just said.
And Girl Iron Man. And Girl... and
why Girl Iron Man? Why... I fucking... see, this is another thing that makes me mad.
Because she's Iron Man
girl. No! I don't want Girl Iron Man. You know what I want?
Yeah.
Little black kid Iron Man.
Well, it's a little black girl Iron Man.
No, little black boy.
Well, they're doing that for Spider-Man.
Orson Scott Card
point.
Wrote an Iron Man fucking arc. Which
really?
Is, yeah, it's an ultimate Iron Man. It's fucking really goddamn good.
All right.
I want that.
All right.
Yeah, the kid fucking finds a suit.
And oh, neat.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I'd watch that.
Right?
Did you watch, speaking of Little Black Spider-Man, did you watch
Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse? Fuck, it's good.
It's animated, though.
It's good.
Is it?
It's right. It's better than any of those other superhero movies.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Phenomenal.
Maybe I'll give it a shot later.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix.
Cool.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's fucking funny. It's Spider-Man as fuck. It's heartfelt.
Spider-Man AF.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, it's kind of an origin story, but it's an origin story for a Spider-Man you've never heard of, so it works.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Worth watching.
Sounds good. I got a couple of things to bring up here.
Okay.
I got annoyed earlier. I was scrolling through Facebook in one of the buy-sell trade groups. Somebody had 4 tickets to go see Phil Collins.
Oh, man.
The face value of them is $278 a ticket, plus like $20 in fucking fees.
Oh, how much?
$278
okay.
per ticket.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They're handicap tickets. And the person's asking $300
piece. Okay.
That's a couple dollars more than what they paid for them.
Right.
Actually, probably not, because they probably paid tax, too.
Right.
And people are like, ugh, the price on the ticket is $275.
Yeah, but you got the Ticketmaster fees.
You're not Ticketmaster.
Oh.
So I replied to this fucking broad. I was like, don't fucking buy them then. Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
That was
easy.
Somebody's
like, get out of your feelings. It was just a question. I'm like, no, it wasn't a question. So toss off.
Yeah.
I like telling people to toss off.
That's good.
Because it's funny. Yeah. But I'm like, just quit being a fucking lonely fat person who's just going to fucking complain that they can't afford something.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
It's true.
You're just, ugh. Just, ugh. With the sight of, ugh.
I agree. Completely.
It's
fuck
probably
em.
Dane Cook's best line.
Keep going. I'm going to go grab
the good thing. Then, we got more things on the whole vaping. The vaping is killing kids, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not. Six people have died due to vaping related diseases.
Six whole people, Colin, that's an epidemic.
Right.
When six people died of Ebola, we shut down travel to half the world.
I have this article from April of this year.
Yeah.
FDA clears Philip Morris's IQOS Altria plans to start selling heated tobacco device in the U.S. this summer.
Cool.
So, basically, all this is the fucking big tobacco companies. Altria owns, like, 35% of Juul, the vape company.
Sure.
There's another one. Altria used to be R.J. Reynolds. Philip Morris is another company.
Hmm. That's the one I've heard of.
That's the one that does Marlboro, I think. Anyway, basically what this is them going, we need to make sure we have the fucking market share on this. So what they're trying to introduce is if you want a flavor e-liquid on the market, you have to basically go through an FDA approval process, which costs like $1 million per fucking item.
I'm surprised, actually.
Which is going to fucking knock out the fucking mom and pop shops like here in town that have gotten many people to quit smoking cigarettes.
But I'm also surprised that that wasn't always something they had to do just because that's what the FDA does. This gets in the way of foods and drugs. And that's definitely a drug.
Sure. But they're going out of their way to make it even more.
Oh, I understand.
It doesn't cost that much to get most shit approved.
No. The FDA is fucked.
So they're trying to go out of their way to make sure that only the big tobacco companies have a fucking stake in this market.
Right. Of course they are.
Because we don't want any competition for the people who donate a lot of money to our elected leaders.
Who?
It's fucking irritating. Every time I see an article in the fucking news about it, they're always talking about vaping deaths, but they never mention the fact that every death has been linked to illegally fucking produced and bought THC cartridges.
Well, yeah.
Usually from China.
No, it's all the same.
Yeah, that's just it. They're like, see, all this stuff is happening. I'm like, how come none of this shit was happening over the last like 12 years when this stuff was getting real fucking big?
Right. How long has vaping been a thing now?
Since like 2007.
Yeah.
2009, 2010, it started getting... And
suddenly six people have died?
Right.
Over the last 12 years?
Also all kids. So probably doing something stupid. Other shit's happened.
Yeah, oh, like people used to overcharge their batteries and they'd explode in their stupid phases. Idiots.
Yeah. They're basically trying to use mechanical mods, which had no kind of circuitry or protection on them. So they'd overheat these batteries and they'd blow up because that's what batteries do.
Dummies.
Basically.
And nothing of value was lost.
No, not really. So it's just, it's fucking stupid. And it really irritated me when Trump came out and was, you know, like, we got to push this, you know, banning vaping. It's an epidemic.
Well, Trump knows where his bread is buttered.
I understand, but it fucking annoys me.
No, I agree.
But how many people die every year to smoking cigarettes?
Oh, not that many.
It's like 400,000 people. No, half a million people are attributed to, cigarette deaths.
No, that's fine. But these bootleg vapes, they've got to be stopped, so Walmart's done. They're not selling any more vapes.
It's such fucking... Oh, it's so goddamn stupid. I fucking hate everything. Shit. I just fucking hate everything. Almost as dumb as I saw Beto O'Rourke.
Okay.
Double down on his, we're going to take your AR-15s and
he's changing
AK-47s.
It now.
No.
No, he did. He changed one very important word.
Oh, we're going
to
buy back.
We're going to buy back. He doesn't say take this time. He said buy back to try because, well, they're not trying to take them.
I saw some meme where it was him and it was everybody was, he was like, everybody's telling me to come and take their gun.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Come on, come take it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a death threat, Colin. You just death threatened Beto O'Rourke.
He's a fucking tool bag. Yeah. Holy shit.
Well,
but hey, in other news, Justin Trudeau's a fucking blackface racist.
What? Racist?
He didn't do it just once, Trevor.
That doesn't make
sense. He can't even remember how many fucking times he's done it.
Racist, though.
Hey, according to their rules.
Yeah.
According to their rules.
Just saying.
His own fucking standards.
You know what's way more offensive than that is that time Kavarius dressed up like Spike. All right? You want to talk about racism?
Holy shit. That was funny. But the funny thing, though, they asked Trump about it. No comment.
No.
He's like, I don't know what to say about that. I'm surprised.
Right. What a silly thing.
It's fucking dumb.
I love it because it's going to burn yourself from the inside. These are the rules you established, idiots.
Yep.
Maybe fucking relax a little.
He's not dying on he's not falling on his own sword, though.
No, of course not. Why should he have to? It's different.
Right.
It's different when he does it.
We have other standards for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a champion of all that's good.
It's different when they do it.
Fuck these people. I hate them all.
Yeah.
I hate them all.
It's different when my side does the thing I don't like, Colin.
Is that what it is?
It's fine when my side does it. But when your side does it, fuck you.
It's racist.
Or whatever your particular thing is. For instance, when my side cheats on their wife, it's fine, Colin.
I don't really have a whole lot else.
That's okay. We got emails.
Sweet.
Emails you can send to theloudneighbors@outlook.com. We got two this week. The first one is from Mimsy. It says, dogs. Oh, this must be in response to my rant on fucking dogs. Dogs are immaculate.
I mean, I like dogs, but even that, I don't fucking...
They are innocent of all evil except German Shepherds. They're something special.
German Shepherds are great dogs.
Well, there's no such thing as great dogs. They're all fucking garbage that should be fucking drugged from the back of your truck.
I hope it's a Pomeranian.
Last Saturday, I went over to watch the game at my buddy's house, and I'm like, man, you really need to like take this dog for a walk. Like, he's got a lot of energy. You should just like time to the bumper and start driving until he can't keep up. That fucking thing. That fucking dog. I love that you made fun of Colin for being predictable and redoing something that he's already done. I did that.
What did I redo?
Who knows? I can't remember. It was 2 weeks ago. Because he literally said twice prior to that, he can't handle new people or places. Colin is doomed to be predictable and boring. Snap. You got busted out, son.
Okay.
You heard his... Oh, you should... That was too far. I want an apology letter.
I don't understand what the...
I don't remember. It was 2 weeks ago. Like, I remember what the fuck I was making fun of you for. Probably for liking dogs.
She's making fun of my disability. Fuck you, Mimsy. I have a condition. Even though I have not gotten it diagnosed, I know what it is.
But I hope you enjoyed Denver. I really like that city. Mountains in terrible. The distance. Downtown.
That's the only good part.
Downtown is done
garbage.
Right.
I'm sorry, the downtown was fucking homeless people and idiots on fucking stupid scooters.
There were no scooters when I was there.
Yeah, there was
ago.
When I was there.
So
there was everywhere. Yeah. Grown ass fucking men riding scooters look like goobers.
Yeah, I agree. It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
They should all go in the river.
Yes. The men, not the scooters.
The so
scooters should just get burned.
I finally went to a large concert at the CHI Center. Holy balls, that audio quality sucks.
Yep, it's always been garbage.
It sounded like the speakers were going to blow out.
Yep.
Fun show, but my ears were bleeding. I had the same problem.
Their audio quality has always been terrible there.
The same problem with the Metallica concert in Lincoln, which was kind of a bummer, but it was still Metallica, so you do what you got to do to live a childhood dream.
Mid-America's way better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I saw Rob Zombie there, it was great.
Yeah, MAC is a lot nice.
And when we saw Trans-Siberian Orchestra there, it was great.
Yep.
Remember, Bush did 9/11 by himself. He was a fighter pilot, so it makes sense. Wait, that was his dad.
Yeah.
Bush's dad did 9/11.
Okay.
Cheers, Mims. Thank you for writing in. And then we got another one from Matt. He says... Whoa. The finest of content. He must be talking about something else.
He wrote it to the wrong fucking podcast.
I've been meaning to email you lustrous little lads, but haven't gotten around to it.
I love his alliteration.
That was the whole email.
Nice.
Got around to emailing us that he's been meaning to email us. I appreciate it. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. You should listen around, because we're really not the finest of anything.
We should get business cards.
That just says the finest of content?
No, just our link. Get a business card, their picture and our link, and we could put them places. Pin them to...
Then people would listen.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean...
I don't know how I feel about the idea of somebody... I like this number 30. Fair. I think that's good.
Fair enough.
I don't think I need any more than that.
You don't want to have fans?
I don't want to be successful, because then that means I'll have to stop doing it because it'll get me fired.
No, we're good. All of our past is wiped.
I mean, there is that, but I'm... That helps. That it definitely helps. Does. Holy That's shit.
Kind of why I'm like, yeah, should we put it back up? There's some good content, but also some not good content.
There's some stuff in there that maybe should never be heard.
Wouldn't work for 2019.
It didn't work for 2016. Although let's be honest.
Although I think I'm going to fucking repost Peter Parker's dad.